سوال کیے جا. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program that gives kids not just intelligence but a lot of confidence. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, at 1550 AM, which is what you're probably doing. Then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. And if you want to participate on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com to register. safariquizshow@gmail.com. We used to have the registration form up on the Safari Kid CA website. We're going through a little website revamp, so please bear with us, be a little patient, and do write to us and we will get in touch with you to help you register. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, so we have something very special for our contestants and our listeners today. We have an audio round. That's right. A few months ago, we had an audio round where we asked our contestants to identify the speakers in several audio clips. Today, our round is all about household sounds. So that should be a lot of fun for our kids. Okay, so with that, let's go over the rules one more time for the benefit of the kids in the studio. We have three segments, that is three categories. They already know about it. Today's categories are animals beginning with P, then a very mysterious category called black, which I'll explain later when we get to it. And our third category is, what do we have as the third category? Is the audio round, of course, our special audio round. Now, each category has 10 questions. Each correct answer gets 10 points. If you buzz in, you have to answer the question. If you make a mistake, then you get minus points. Or if you can't answer, you get minus points. If you get it right, you get 10 points. But if you didn't buzz and the question came to you as a past question because the first person couldn't answer and you know the answer, you get 5 points. And then you have an option to say pass. I don't know the answer, pass. There's no penalty for passing. Okay? For the kids listening at home, yes, I will have a listener question at the end of each round, including the audio round. So please do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. Our studio number, let me give it out one more, let me give it out right now, 510-770-1550. Please write it down, 510-770-1550. So today we have three third graders in the studio today, and let's go and meet them right away. Our first contestant is Meryl. Welcome to the show, Meryl. Say hi.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am 8 years old.
Okay.
I go to Forest Park Elementary.
Perfect.
And what I'd like to do after school is I like to do a lot of art.
You like to do a lot of art. What's your favorite? Do you like drawing or painting or sculpting?
I like working with clay most.
Oh, that's right. So you like Play-Doh and clay, and you build things. So what do you like to make?
I just like to make anything.
Anything. What comes out really well and that everybody can identify?
Maybe clay.
Animals. Can you sculpt animals? All right. Our next contestant is Ananya. Welcome to the show, Ananya. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I like to do gymnastics.
And where do you do gymnastics?
Pacific West Gymnastics.
Pacific West Gymnastics. Are there levels?
Yeah.
Can you tell me which level you're on?
I'm in level 2.
Level 2? Awesome. How long have you been doing it?
2 years.
2 years. Wow. Do you like it?
Yes.
Is it scary sometimes having to do somersaults in the air?
I don't do that yet.
You don't do that yet? So what are you doing these days?
I'm like just doing cartwheels, roundoff, and yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so, and by the way, let me announce that all participants today are from the Safari Kid Newark location. So big round of applause for Safari Kid Newark. All right. So this is great. I've never had that happen. So this is wonderful. So Ananya, tell me how old you are.
I'm 8 years old.
And where do you go to school?
Forest Park Elementary.
Okay. All right. So Ananya is our second contestant. And let's go to our third contestant, Anushna. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to speak right into the mic because I know your voice is really sweet and soft. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Ananya. How old are you? Anushna, how old are you?
I'm 8 years old. I go to Forest Park. And I like to do biking and also skating.
Oh, nice. So do you skate in the park or do you go to an ice skating rink?
Well, I usually skate near my complex, but usually I go to the ice skating place.
Ice skating place, yeah? Is it cold? I've been to those ice skating places and they're so cold.
They're kind of cold for me, but not that cold.
Not that bad. And once you're doing it, I guess you warm up, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So is everybody ready to begin the show?
Yes.
Let me tell you one thing before we begin, that, you know, we have a cheer on the show, which is Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. And whenever I say Jiye Ja, you have to say Sawal Kiye Ja. Deal? We'll give it a shot. But let's go to our first round, which is animals beginning with the letter P. Everybody, hands on buzzers. Now, everybody has done a little bit of trial before the show began, so they know how it goes. The first color that lights up, that person gets to answer. Deal? All right, let's go. Question number one. This animal from China is typically represented as black and white, but there's also a red variety.
Panda.
Panda is right. Very good. Meryl gets 10 points. Please excuse me, girls, because between Ananya and Anushna, it's a little bit of a tongue twister, so I might get it wrong sometimes, but I'm apologizing ahead of time. Okay, question number two. This fish's liver is so poisonous that it can kill humans. Yes?
Piranha.
No, that is not correct. So you owe me 5 points, and the question passes to Meryl.
Poison arrow? No, that's a frog.
Minus 5 from her, too. This fish's liver is so poisonous. It's a liver. Okay, so Ananya, do you want to take a chance at the answer? You can pass also.
Pass.
That's the puffer fish. The puffer fish. It's known as fugu in Japan. And you know something really interesting about this? The liver is really poisonous, but there are bits of the fish that are not poisonous. So in many cultures, it's considered a big act of bravery to eat a dish made of puffer fish because you don't know if you're going to survive it, right? The chef has to be really smart and really good. Okay, question number three. The movie Happy Feet featured these birds that are found in Antarctica.
Puffin.
That is not correct. 5 more points. Question passes to Meryl.
Penguin?
Penguin is right. You didn't have to buzz again. 5 points to Meryl. I was going to say, did you know that only one species of these live on ice? Did you know that? We always associate penguins with ice, but actually only one species of penguins lives on ice. That's okay. Question number four. This colorful bird with a long, beautiful tail is the national bird of India. That would be Ananya.
Peacock.
Peacock is right. 10 points to her. Did I get that right? Ananya, right? Okay. Yes. My God, I'm going to make this mistake a few times today. Question number five. This carnivorous animal is also known as the mountain lion or cougar.
Panther.
No, that is not correct.
Huh?
5 points from you. Question passes to Ananya. Cougar or mountain lion? Question, no? You can pass. Pass? Okay. Question passes to Anushna.
Puma?
Puma is right. 5 points, and she still owes me 10, so she's now only just minus 5. Okay, question number 6. About this bird, a poem jokes that his beak can hold more than his belly can. Yes?
Pelican.
Pelican is right. That's correct. 10 points to Ananya. I have to make name tags here now. Okay, question number 7. This animal cried wee, wee, wee and ran all the way home.
Pig.
Pig is right. 10 points to Meryl. Okay, question number 8. This omnivorous fish with sharp teeth can attack humans and has been known to do so in Brazil.
Piranha
is right now. That's right. 10 points and she gets 5 points now. Yes. Yes, you're in the black now, or in the white, as when the coins go. Question number 9. The name of this rodent comes from Latin and means thorny pig. Thorny pig. Then,
porcupine.
Porcupine, that's right. Porcus is pig and spina means thorn. Thorny pig, porcupine. Very good. Question number 10. This dog breed is considered to be one of the smartest and has been found to be featured in ancient Greek and Roman coins.
Poodle?
Poodle is right. 10 points for Meryl. Good job. Good job. All right. The girls did really well in this round. Good job, girls. And let's see, go to our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And I think I will need a pen. Question, listener question is as follows. Some species of this smart and colorful bird can live up to 80 years. Some species of this smart and colorful bird can live up to 80 years. 510-770-1550. And we have our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes. Who's this?
I'm Venus.
Venus. And what's your answer, Venus?
My answer is parrot.
Thank you, Venus. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Anish.
Anish. And what's your answer, Anish?
My answer is parrot.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is parrot.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ritvik, and I think the answer is macaw.
Ritvik says macaw. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is parrot.
Is that Stuti? Did I get that right? Stuti?
Yes.
Okay, Stuti. All right. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ritvik and the answer is macaw.
Ritvik, Eka.
Eka.
You remember the category is animals beginning with the letter P. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina and the answer is parrot.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arnav. The answer is parrot.
Arnav?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Arnav. And I think we have time for two more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Danish. The answer is parrot.
Is that Ganesh?
Danish.
Spell it.
Yeah.
Spell your name.
The answer is parrot.
Got it, but spell your name.
Danish.
Danish?
D-H-A-N-U-S-H.
Oh, Dhanush. Of course. All right, and the last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is parrot.
Thank you, Madhav. And with that, we come to the end of our first listener round. We're going to take a break. When we come back from our break, we'll find out how the kids in the studio are doing and also who won our first listener challenge question. And the winner for that will be picked by Anushna. So, everybody ready to give me the Safari Quiz Show cheer? Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. This is your host Vidya with the Safari Quiz Show. We've already done one round and are getting ready for the next before we announce all our winners and how the contestants in the studio are doing. Let's a little message from Safari Care. So Safari Care is once again proud to partner with India's nonprofit to bring you Laser Dandiya this evening. Oh my goodness, it's today. Saturday, September 28th at Centerville Junior High School. Tickets are available at sulekha.com/indus. If you use the coupon code SAFARIKID, you can get a special discount or you can call Ray at 510-875-5006. That's 510-875-5006. Don't worry about where your kids will be because there is a special kids area where they will have their own fun and the parents can have their own fun in the big venue. So this event is very popular because it has this laser showcase. And if you think, hey, I don't know how to do dandiya, don't worry about it. They even offer free dandiya garba lessons from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And you can even buy your dandiya sticks at the venue. Lots of free parking, so not to worry about parking either. And there will be hot food provided by Chaat Bhavan. Now, this is done by this organization called Indus, which is, does amazing work providing cultural opportunities for underprivileged kids in the Bay Area and in orphanages in India. So let me give you some contact information again for this Laser Dandiya, co-sponsored by Indus and Safari Kid. It's www.sulekha.com/indus. Or the phone number to get more information is 510-875-5006. Okay, so Laser Dandiya tonight. If your evening is empty, This is a great opportunity. So be sure to check out more information and call the information I've given you, Laser Dandia, co-sponsored by Indus and Safari Kid. All right. So let's see who the winner of our first listener challenge was. And that winner is going to be announced by Anushna. And Anushna is going to lean into the mic so we can all hear her. Go for it.
The winner of the first listener challenge is Arnav.
Arnav is a lucky, lucky, lucky winner. Woohoo, Arnav! I believe, and this is, you can correct me, Arnav, if I'm wrong next time when you call in. But Arnav listened to the show for the first time last week. And he won. And this is the second time he's listening to the show. And he's won again. Okay, so that has to be some amazing luck. So Arnav, next time your parents want to buy a lottery ticket, make sure you get to hold it before they buy it. So, or you pick it for them. Because that's just really, really lucky. Alright, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Meryl, how many points do you have?
25.
Meryl has 25 points. Ananya, how many points do you have?
30.
Louder.
30.
That's good. And how many points do you have, Anushna?
5.
So you know what? Anushna really clawed her way back out of a hole. She had 2 wrong answers and then she gave lots of correct answers to get to where she is. So she's doing really well. And I'm sure she'll maintain her upward trend as we go to our second round. Our category is black. And everybody was very curious when I announced this category. They said, what do you mean black? Well, our first question, which is an easy question, will tell you. So everybody hold your hands on your buzzers and be ready. Question number one, no need to be nervous. It's a lot of fun. This black animal is associated with witches. That would be Ananya.
Crows.
No, that is not correct. This black animal is associated with witches. Question passes to Anushna. Oh, she just figured it out. Yeah, go ahead. A black, what, witch and a black what? What's always associated with witches? Which animal? A black. Okay, question passes to Meryl.
Pass.
No, pass. And Ananya, you won't get points, but you're welcome to answer.
Vulture.
No, it's a black cat. A black cat is always associated with witches.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Halloween. Everybody has to get ready.
Okay.
All right. Question number two. This is, this is the kind of smartphone named after a fruit. That would be Anushna. Go ahead.
Blackberry.
Very good. 10 points. Good job. Question number three. This ski slope is considered to be the hardest. This ski slope is considered to be the hardest. Remember, it's a black something. Black. It's a very hard ski slope. And I don't think anybody knows it here. It's the black diamond. Black diamond slope. All right. Next question. Novel by Anna Sewell about a beloved horse that goes through many hardships.
Black Beauty.
Very good. 10 points to Ananya. Very good. Next question.
No?
Okay. If you get punched by someone, you get a black what?
Black eye.
There you go. That is a question you know. 10 points to Meryl. Most widely played casino card game in the world. It's also known as 21. Remember, every question has black in it. Most widely played casino card game in the world, also known as 21. Too young? Oh! What are you talking about? Last time we were asking for some simple game and everybody came up with that answer. You remember all these little kids? And I'm like, how do you know about this game? So, no? Any guesses? It's blackjack. Blackjack. See, now they think, oh, so they did know about it. Okay, I stand vindicated here. Okay. All right. Voodoo is considered black what? Voodoo is considered black what? You know where you take a doll made of the other person and put needles into it? Black magic. Voodoo is considered black magic. Okay. When someone threatens to tell your secret if you don't give him money, what is he doing? When someone threatens to tell your secret if you don't give him money, what is he doing? No? If someone threatens to tell your secret, it's like, if you don't give me money, then I'm telling your secret. What are they doing to you? No? Blackmail. They're blackmailing you. Yeah?
What is that?
Blackmail. Okay. Region of space-time where gravity prevents anything from escaping, even light. Yes.
Black hole?
Black hole is right. Have we done all our questions? Let me see. Yup. I think I did. But do you want to try some more questions?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. All right. In the nursery rhyme, 4 and 20, what were baked in a pie? 4 and 20, sing a song of sixpence. Pocket full of rye. 4 and 20.
Blackbirds?
Blackbirds. Very good. 10 points. Okay. This is a little tougher. Let's see. This cake consists of several layers of chocolate cake with whipped cream and cherries between each layer.
Black Forest?
Black Forest. Meryl knows all the difficult ones. That's really strange. But these are the ones I sort of rejected, saying this is too difficult. Yeah, Black Forest. Very good. Name the actor who had the voice of Po in Kung Fu Panda. Now, this is difficult. Who knows the names of the voices, right? An actor called Jack Black.
Jack
Black. Okay, the troublesome child in a house is often referred to as the black what? The troublesome child in the house, the one who stands out from all the other children and is very different from the rest of the family, is called what? I think our listeners are enjoying this.
Yeah.
Is known as the black sheep. Black sheep. Yeah, the black sheep of the family. All right. So with that, we come to the end of our black round. The kids did better than I expected, honestly. So you did well. All right. So let's go to our listener question for the round black. Movie series starring Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones about a secret agency in charge of aliens on Earth. Movie series starring Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones about a secret agency in charge of aliens on Earth. And our phone number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. All right, let's go to our first call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Men in Black.
That's Sabina. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Rishi, and the answer is Black Man.
Oh, that was a long ago question, honey. That wasn't the question that I just asked. My question was, movie series starring Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones about a secret agency in charge of aliens on Earth. Do you want to give me a different answer?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Men in Black.
Thank you, Akansha. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Venus, and...
Go ahead, Venus.
My answer is Men in Black.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nithi.
Okay, Nithi.
And the answer is Men in Black.
Thank you, Nithi. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Men in Black.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Men in Black.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ria, and the answer is Men in Black.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arnav, and the answer is Men in Black.
Thank you, Arnav, lucky dog. Let's go to our last two callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Men in Black.
Thank you, Arin, and our last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and the answer is Men in Black.
Thank you, Ritvik. Can you give me your last name? Because I think there are two Ritviks around. So tell me your last name.
Ritvik Shetty.
Shetty. Okay, thank you, Ritvik. And Ritvik was our last caller on this round. We still have our audio round coming up, so keep listening. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll look at how the kids in the studio are doing, as well as who the listener challenge winner was for the second question. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja, Sawal Kieja. This is your host Vidya. I don't know what happened to my mic there, Mike. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. And we already finished two rounds and we are getting ready for our fun audio round. But before we do that, a quick message from Safari Kid. Safari Kid has an event going on today at Centralville School in Fremont. It's their Laser Dandiya. Sounds really interesting. You know, if I was free, I'd totally go and check it out. It's called the Laser Dandiya Showcase. And the tickets are available at sulekha.com/indus. And you can use the coupon code SAFARIKID. That's without an S at the end, SAFARIKID, to get a discount. Or if you want a discount on the tickets today, call Ray at 510-875-5006. So let me repeat that. It's a Laser Dandiya today at Centerville Junior High School. And not to worry if you've never done it before. They have classes running from 6:30 to 7:30. And best of all, they have childcare for the kids. So you grown-ups can just make a big gang of your friends and go there and have a complete blast. There's even food provided there, so you don't even have to worry about that. Let me give you the contact information again. The person at Indus is Ray, 510-875-5006. And the online ticket is available at sulekha.com/indus. And use the coupon code SAFARIKID to get a better deal on your ticket. And remember, the proceeds from this go to orphanages in India to develop a cultural and music and art sensibilities for the kids there. And some of the programs go back directly into the Bay Area as well. So this is just a win-win situation. You get to have a night of fun, and the money that you spend goes towards helping underprivileged kids. So I think that's a deal that can't be beat. So do check it out. And let's go and see who the winner of our second listener challenge was. And that winner was picked by Ananya. Oh, yay, I got that right. Okay, Ananya, why don't you announce it?
The winner of the second listener challenge is Venus.
Venus! Woohoo! Venus, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. So, it goes to Arnav, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And give us your name, the question, and the answer, and we'll get your prize to you as soon as we can. Okay, so let's check in with our kids to see how they've been doing. Meryl, how many points do you have?
65.
Meryl really did well on the tough questions, what I thought were the tough questions in our black round. Did you have fun? Did you have fun with the black round? I know you weren't expecting, you didn't know what to expect, but I had a lot of fun making those questions. All right, Ananya, how many points do you have?
35.
Ananya has 35. And Anushna, how many points do you have?
15.
So, Anushna, are you a little less nervous now than you were in the first round?
Yeah,
I know. Everybody who comes back, comes to the show and comes back, the second time is like a breeze, right? Because you already know exactly what happens in the studio. But I have to say to all the listeners out there, I really commend young kids like what we have in the studio today for coming on the show. Because regardless of how brave you may be and everything, coming on a live show, coming on a live radio show is something to be nervous about. And they've overcome their fears and been part of the show. So I really commend them and I want to give them a big round of applause. Good job, everybody who showed up. By just showing up, you are winners. All right, are we ready for our audio round?
Yes.
So an audio round means we're going to be listening to a clip of a piece of sound and you have to guess what it is. You know how I made these? This is all household sounds and I just went around my house with a recorder recording the sounds. Okay? Okay, let's go and listen to our... hands on the buzzers, please. Be ready. Let's listen to our first sound. Michael, would you cue it?
Okay, ready?
Ready? Yes. Go ahead. That would be Ananya.
A spoon hitting the cup.
Hitting the cup. I'll take it. I was mixing something with a spoon in a cup, but that's fine. 10 points to Ananya. Good job. Let's go to our next sound. Yes.
Phone ringing.
Phone ringing. Very good. 10 points to Meryl. Let's go to our third sound. Yes, that's Ananya.
A water rushing down the sink.
That's right. A tap water. Very good. Okay. Next sound.
Toilet.
Toilet flushing. Very good. Very quick on that, Meryl. All right, let's go to our next sound. Yes.
I think...
This is Anushna.
A water running down.
That we already did. So minus five for you. No, question passes to Meryl.
Mm-hmm. Pass.
Pass. Okay, Ananya, you can have a shot at it now.
Wait, what was the sound?
I can't repeat it. Oh, Michael did. All right.
Water filling up in the bowl.
I'm going to give you that. It's water filling up a glass, and that's fine. I think a bowl would have sounded very similar. Okay, Michael, let's go to our next one.
Wait, what? How can you buzz?
Okay. Ananya, Anushna buzzed, so tell me what it is.
All right.
You can play it again, Michael. Maybe a little louder. No, oh, wait, don't look.
Again?
Okay, one more time. Yes.
A zipper?
A zipper. Very good. 10 points to Anushna. Good job. Michael, I haven't been keeping track of the questions, so you leave one for the listeners, right? Okay, let's go. Yes, who's that?
Cracking eggs.
No, that's not correct. Minus five. Question passes to Ananya. Anushna.
Wait, I didn't hear that sound.
You didn't hear it? Okay.
Ice cracking?
No. Minus five from her too. Question passes to Meryl.
Someone eating a cracker or some crunchy thing.
Eating a potato chip. All right. 5 points to Meryl.
Oh.
That's correct. Okay. How many? There are two left? Okay. So do that one first. Yeah. That one I prefer for the kids in the studio. Yeah. Go for it. That would be Anushna.
Doorbell.
Doorbell. Very good. 10 points. And so did we do all our the thing? So, okay. So now we are left with our listener challenge. Sound, Michael, again I've lost. Okay. Have I got sound back? Okay. So 510-770-1550. Okay, let's play them. Our last, no, that wasn't it. The one above that. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it again. Okay, let's see if our listeners at home are up to the challenge of figuring out what that sound was. And that's a very embarrassing sound from my house. Okay, let's go with that. You're on the air. Who's this? No, we lost them. Let's try the next one. Hi, you're on the air. Oh. Michael, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is a door opening.
Okay, thank you, Akansha. Akansha thinks it's a door opening. All right, let's go to our next. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ritvik, and the answer is someone closing the door.
And this is Ritvik Shetty?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aryaman.
Aryaman. New caller. Cool. All right. Tell me, Aryaman.
And I think the sound is a door closing.
Okay, Aryaman. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is an opening door.
Thank you, Stuti. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is a door closing.
Okay, Shivam, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Krishan, and the answer is a door closing.
Who's this?
Krishan.
Krishan?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope I've got that. Okay, Krishan. All right, thank you, Krishan. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, so my name is Srishti, and the sound is the opening of a door.
Thank you, Srishti. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Arnav, and the answer is a creaky door.
Thank you, Arnav. Arnav was the closest to the answer. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Somi.
Yes, Somi.
And the answer is a door opening.
Thank you, Somi. And our last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Dia, and my answer is a squeaky sound while opening the door.
Thank you, Dia. Okay, so that sound indeed was one of the doors in my house, which obviously needs a lot of oiling. So Arnav and Dia got it the closest, but we will certainly take into account all the answers which said door opening and closing, and certainly it was a door opening and closing in my house. So we're going to take a really short break because we're coming to the end of the show today, and then when we come back, we'll see who won as well as who got the third listener challenge right. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
Quiz show.
Jieja, Sawal Kieja. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, and I'm here with three amazing Safari kids from the Newark branch of Safari Kids. So woohoo, Newark, awesome. See, one of the things that I've been constantly telling you about why Safari Kid after school programs work so well is that, you know, the kids learn to conquer some of their fears and get a lot more confidence. And I totally see that in the three kids here. They had the guts to come on the show, and they're enjoying it, and they're getting less and less nervous as the time goes by. Right, Anushna? Yeah, don't nod because nobody can hear you. Say big yes into the...
Yes.
There you go. All right. So before we wind up the show, let's find out who was the winner of our third listener question, which is an audio question.
The winner of the third listener question is Somi.
Somi, all right. Woo-hoo. Somi, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com is the email to connect with us for everything, whether it is feedback, whether it is, you know, brick bats, bouquets, or registering for the show, because right now we don't have a registration form in place on our website. We will soon, but till then, if you're interested in participating on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I also want to make a quick announcement that we're going to have a proper offline quiz event at our unions, at the Safari Kid Union City location sometime in December. The details aren't all up yet, so keep listening. As we know more and more, we'll tell you more, and we'll put up flyers, and we'll have information on the website as well. So with that, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Meryl, how many points do you have? She has a huge stack, so she's sitting and counting
90.
Them. Into the mic.
I have 90 points.
Meryl has 90 points. What about you, Ananya?
55.
Awesome. And what about you, Anushna?
Twenty-five points.
Anushna has 25 points. I want to give everybody a big round of applause, and a big round of applause for our winner today, Meryl. Well done. So that was really, really good of everybody who participated. I think they had a good time. And with that, we come to the end of our show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja, Sawal Kieja. There you go.